From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our Gospel program. Mark 10, verses 38 to 40 is where we will be focusing our attention this morning. The SMS singers will be singing for us the lovely hymn, He the Pearly Gates Will Open. Could I remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock? We have the final extract from Jeannie Graham's testimony. I must thank all those who have contacted me for a free copy of Jeannie's tape. I think that we never had more requests than we have had in the last week. Now remember, we're more than happy to send a free copy of our quarterly magazine. The feature this month is the worship of God and what the Bible has to say about that important subject. So please contact us for the free tape and for the free magazine. Now let's read those verses mentioned earlier, Mark chapter 10, the verses 38 to 40. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of? And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. May God bless his word. Now here's the SMS singers, and the lovely hymn, He the Pearly Gates Will Open.
Love divine so great and wondrous, He that might be pure sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through test of time.
Last week we considered the request of the two brothers James, and John, that the Lord might appoint them to sit on his right hand and on his left hand in his kingdom. We saw that the two men were wrongly expecting the Saviour to begin his earthly reign immediately, and they wanted to secure for themselves a high position within that kingdom. In Matthew's parallel account, he tells us that the mother of James and John took the initiative. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 20 reads, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him." The judgment of many a good mother has often been distorted by her ambition for her children. But despite the errors and the ignorance of the two disciples, the Lord Jesus deals with them gently. It is well that he does so. Otherwise, who would stand? For Christians are constantly saying and doing foolish things which are quite contrary to the will of God. Let's first of all notice the Saviour's response is to point out their ignorance. Verse 38, "But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask." They were unaware of the full implications of their request. That ignorance persisted even when the Saviour asked them a most solemn question. "Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" Verse 38, the cup and the baptism of which the Saviour was speaking was the cup of suffering and the baptism of death that he must partake of on the cross. He had told his disciples of his approaching death, verses 33 and 34, but they were filled with visions of personal glory and power, and they failed to understand what lay ahead of their Saviour and for those who would follow him. The two disciples unhesitatingly replied to that solemn question from the Lord, "We can," verse 39. Oh, how little the Christian understands the sufferings of Christ. What a bitter cup it was he drunk dry at the cross. The hymn of Elizabeth Cleefin, who died in 1869, aged 39, puts it so well. It's so lovely, I'm going to quote all of it. "There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee?" But the shepherd made answer, "This of mine has wandered away from me, and although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep." But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, or how dark was the night that the Lord passed through, ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless, and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray, ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They are pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a cry to the gates of heaven, Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own." Secondly, I want us to notice the Saviour's next words contain a solemn truth which I believe the disciples failed to grasp and understand, even as they had the earlier words of the Saviour regarding his own death. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. Verse 39. There was a path of suffering and reproach ahead of the disciples, about which they were yet in ignorance. The Saviour had told them of what he would suffer, and it should have occurred to them that if they were going to be faithful to him, they must inevitably share in his sufferings at the hands of men. It is the lot of God's people to share in the reproach of Christ. The disciples were soon to learn this. The apostles were forbidden by the rulers in Jerusalem, the very rulers who had crucified Christ, to preach in his name. They said, in Acts chapter 4, the verses 17 and 18, these words are found, they said, that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they may speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Peter and the other apostles said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The rulers, however, felt that a little of what lay ahead of the apostles, if they persisted in preaching the gospel, might deter them. So when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Acts 5, verses 40 and 41. It was in pursuance of this policy of persecution that Paul went to Damascus, about 130 miles northeast of Jerusalem, to search for any disciples linked to the name of Jesus. Ananias, a Christian in Damascus, points this out to the Saviour when the Saviour commanded him to go to speak to Paul immediately following his conversion on the road to Damascus. Ananias felt the Lord had somehow or other overlooked the fact that Paul had come to Damascus to persecute his people. Nevertheless, the Saviour says, go tell the man who persecuted others who were linked to my name that he is now a chosen vessel to preach and to suffer because of that name. When Paul began to preach in Damascus, the Christians that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? Yes, I tell you, the faithful believer cannot avoid the reproach that falls on all that associate themselves with the name of Christ and his word. Our time is gone. We must leave it there. But please, do join with us again next week at the same time. Goodbye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.